Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, dog?
Oh, me? Nothing. Just chilling in my Supersonics hat from Simply Seattle. Hashtag Believe 10 for 10% off. Dude, this is honestly,
That's my line, bro. That's my line.
Look at this hat.
Stop stealing my lines.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spelled our way.
B-L-E-A-V 10.
Look at this design, dude. This is like original Sonic. See that? Like the swooping jet around there. This is like old. This is like Slick Watts, downtown Freddie Brown, you know, maybe Jack Sigma. Maybe, are you aware that Bill Russell coached the team for a year?
It's probably the greatest year in franchise history.
They took the greatest team photo in franchise history that year. It's like all of them getting on the Sonics jet. So it's like the stairways, you know, leading up to the jet, like the portable, like the president walks down, you know, but like the team is lined up there with like Bill Russell standing there. And he's like almost as tall as the jet, even though he's on the ground. But they all have like sideburns. Like you couldn't be on the team unless you had sideburns.
Mutton chops. It was the style, man. You had to be there. Man.
Oh, hell yeah. My dad had the full, I found pictures of him in the 70s. My dad had like the full Fu Manchu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the I've
white,
seen
white
some.
Fu Manchu.
Yeah. My dad had the afro and
nice.
Serious sideburns. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Did he have the stash?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think I very rarely ever saw my dad without a stash.
Well, it's hard with the chin strap with a beard, right? Is that, I always feel like that can't be comfortable.
Chin strap with a beard?
What? Like for you guys in the helmets.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not awesome.
No. So stash, that makes more sense.
In a
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it gets airflow and circulation.
Hey, also, before we start officially, because this isn't even the show yet. We haven't officially started. This is all the show, but it's not officially the show. Does that make sense?
Part of the show. The pregame show.
That's right. Yeah. Let us mention that this Sunday, if you're looking for a place to watch the mighty Seattle Seahawks riding a 2-game winning streak, everybody coming into the game, the big matchup with the rival Rams coming up this weekend. It's out of town. It's being played in Los Angeles, but Lofa and I will be watching it in person live at the Queen Anne Beer Hall, raising money for charity. And also, if you guys bring a toy or a blanket or a coat, gently used, gently worn. The toy should be new, but the coat and the blanket, gently worn. If you bring that to the hall, you get a free drink just for bringing that in and donating that. And then on top of that, we'll have raffles and auctions and all kinds of stuff. And we'll be watching the game. Producer Katie will be there. There's going to be a DJ, guys.
Yeah.
Lofa will be there. Who knows what other Seahawks will be there. We're doing our own sound effects. Lofa, jump in. Stop us at any time, please.
I just want to know if I get a drink because I'm raffling off my jacket.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you get – of course you get drinks.
Okay.
Dude, you're with the band. You get plenty of free drinks.
Nice.
All right.
No, we are the band in this scenario, right?
Yeah. All right. Now let's officially start the show, shall we?
Let's get this crowd going. Now, come on. Get him up.
On three.
Lofa Tatupu is up in the mix.
Go Hawks.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Takes the snap. He's going to throw down the middle. What a catch.
It's intercepted by Lofa Tatupu.
Holy catfish.
Hey, that's great football now.
It's going to work now. Let's keep playing.
Who's got my back?
I got your back.
That's Lofa.
My player.
Trouble plant. Thunder. All one. Ready. Three.
Russell looking.
Go Hawks.
Russell scrambling.
Go Hawks.
Pump faking.
Go Hawks.
Still looking. Now he spins out.
We got a fly, baby.
45-40. Down the far sideline. He's still moving. He's going to go.
Let's go.
20. 10. They do it again.
Touchdown.
Seahawks.
It's the Seahawks podcast on the Believe Sports Football Extravaganza Network, brought to you by Simply Seattle, our friends at Simply Seattle, everybody. One day left, or no, today is the last day of the 25 for 25 thing that they got going on, where you buy the $25 hoodie and then 25 meals get donated to Food Lifeline from Simply Seattle, and on behalf of everybody over there. So it's a really great thing, especially this time of year. Log on right now, get your $25 hoodie or anything from Simply Seattle. Use our promo code spelled our way, Lofa.
Believe 10. BLEAV 10.
And get 10% off of your purchase. On today's episode, Lofa, we won again. The Hawks are riding high, baby. We're back. And this time it looked easy, especially towards the end of the game. We had people getting close in our score prediction. Very close, Lofa. A lot of listeners to the show chiming in on the score prediction. There was some 30 to 20s. I even saw a 31 to 14 on there. Whew. Very close.
Extra points are proving to be costly this year.
Yeah. Jason Myers is really messing up a lot of people's score predictions.
No, not even. Oh, my God. I didn't mean that. Way to take it turned to negative time. I thought that's God.
I'm sorry.
No, I meant we're kicking in general in the NFL. But I mean, yeah, I guess if you want to take it there, score predictions are hard. If you can't count on that extra point.
Oh, man. It's rough. It's rough sometimes. Anyway, keep entering those score predictions. We love it when you do that. Also, shout out to our sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline.ag, your place to go for your online wagering. Again, use our promo code.
Believe 50, BLEAV
50 for that one, for a 50% welcome bonus at Bet Online.
It's like half off, man.
It's, well, you get half more.
Ah, there, see? Going with the optimist. I like it. Okay.
Yeah, man. See, you can't play with scared money, you know? You got to, like, get in there, be confident, be positive, you know?
Well, you're playing with half of their money, right? Is that?
Yeah,
is that,
exactly.
There
yeah.
we go.
The Seahawks, to win the Super Bowl, everybody, they went up by 50 or by 50 points or something like that. They're 250 to 1 right now to win the Super Bowl at betonline.ag. So get in. I mean, come on. You know, that's worth $100 right there. And then when BetOnline doubles it, come on.
Well, I mean, we got to make the playoffs first.
Or doesn't that, double it. Sorry. 50% adds 50%. I'm sorry.
That's my concern. Do you get the bet back if we don't make the playoffs? Like if we do a futures? Jimmy Betts. Where's Jimmy Betts? Get him on the line.
Jimmy Betts is scared to death because I'm still doing this live read and I'm costing him money the more I keep talking. So
yeah,
let's get out of it here, everybody. And let's move on to the game that was. The Seahawks beat the Texans 33-13. They did what they had to do, correct, partner?
I mean, yes. The first drive was a little scary. I mean, just watching
Davis Mills. Yes.
Mills, you know, just throw the ball all the way down. He was like 6 of 6 or 6 of 7.
Boy.
Oh God. Don't bring that name up. But yeah, so hey, we got the things corrected we need to on defense and, you know, offense, the points, they showed up, you know, run game, which, I don't know, maybe you've heard that on this podcast from somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to attempt it. And we did. And we had some big gains. You know, Penny looked amazing. A lot of guys look great on offense, and we'll get there. But overall, pleased. I told you, you know, so when you play a team that's not doing well, you show them respect by beating the hell out of them. And we did. It didn't happen until late. But, hey, you can't win a game in the first quarter. Can't win a game in the second quarter.
Oh, no.
You can't win a game in the third quarter.
Don't do it.
But, yes, you can win a game in the fourth quarter. Oh. And I bet you that's what Pete brought back this week to the boys.
Wow. All right. Fight on. yeah. Let's not go back to this. Let's start winning the game in the first quarter. And we certainly didn't do that. I was a little scared. I'm not going to lie. A little ways into that first half, especially. But then we turned it on. You know, I mean, shout out to Tyler Lockett. Shout out to Penny. Yeah, we'll get there. But we did what we had to do. You got to take care of business. It was a business trip. They did that. Mm-hmm. And now coming back home, you know, the real business starts. But let's move on here, because, and we'll call out people who did a great job and performed really well. Rashad Penny, right off the bat. I mean, what a game from him. It seems like almost every year he shows up for at least one, and we get to see what they drafted and what could be with him. And it's just so, I don't know, it's tantalizingly close, right? It's right there if he can just stay on the field. But a great game from him, right?
That was incredible. And it's just, you know, it's great to see him, you know, just – this, I think this is the first time he's played in back-to-back games, if you can believe that.
Wow.
And so the injury bugs hit him, and, you know, he bounced back, and I just hope he stays healthy, because, I mean, that's, he showed you a glimpse. This is who he is and what he can do. And,
yeah.
You know, shout out to the O-line too. You know, I think, you know,
right,
they're not getting enough credit, because there were times that he just had a wide open, you know, first couple of carries of the game. He didn't get touched till 6-7 yards down the field, but he earned everything, especially yards after carry, looked great. And got in the end zone twice, man. Happy for the kid. Just really happy for him.
I'm going to get to the O-line when I ask you some questions that have been coming in on Twitter. But sticking with Rashad Penny right now, now we need to have maybe a weekly conversation, what to do with Rashad Penny, because, you know, we took him in the first round all those years ago. Here's a look at what he can do. I know it was the Houston Texans. Okay, you're playing a 2-win football team. But, you know, a lot of people are just writing him off like, well, we're done with that after this season is over. But look at what he can do when he's healthy, right? 16 carries, 137 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hello?
Yeah, I mean, my question was, why not give him more carries?
All right.
You know, but it's like we got guys on pitch count. This, you know, it drives me crazy. It's, I mean, I understand with him, you know, because he hasn't finished the season, you know, since he's been here. But it's like, hey, man, like, this is his time. I mean, he had the hot hand. Like, just keep feeding the ball.
Yeah.
Especially when you're up, right? You know, we don't need to throw the ball. Just keep running.
Well, and you know, I was thinking about it after the game. You know, he's never really had the chance to be the guy here. There's really always been someone in front of him, from Marshawn, obviously, to then Chris Carson. And then, so he's always kind of been the bat. Or was he here with Marshawn? I'm trying to remember.
Maybe for the playoffs where.
Yeah.
Marshawn,
well, either way, for whatever reason, he's never really been the guy. Mm-hmm. And for someone who was the guy in college, the guy presumably growing up the whole time, he's never had the chance to be a franchise guy. And because he's been injured, I get that. But I'm just saying, if he's given the chance, and Pete was even asked, is he now the featured back? And Pete said, yeah, this is his opportunity. He's got to, pardon the pun, run with it. Do you think that he will? Because he's the man now. There's no one in his way. You know, it's like it's Sean Connery. You're the man now, dog. You know, it's you.
I have no idea where that quote was from, but
Finding Forrester. It's a good movie. Come on, check it out.
Never heard of it. What? So what's exciting is not just that he was able to play, but the style in which he ran.
Right.
Was very reminiscent of the featured back that we've had, whether it was Marshawn, Chris Carson. There was some nastiness to him. And, you know, I know the O-line loved that. I know the defense loves that. It elevates everybody's, you know, intensity or level of play. So that element, because as much as I love Collins, he's more of a, you know, he can catch out of the backfield. He can do everything. And he's got great vision, and he's more of the zone runner. Mm-hmm. So if we want to run the zone, that's where, you know, Collins really comes into play. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they, because especially Collins has had a couple injuries himself and fought through it, you know, admirably, you know, because we've needed him just to get out there and play. And but I could see this being a, you know, maybe 2-1, 2 carries to 1 carry in favor of Penny going forward.
Yeah, I mean, this team needs that, like, physical leader like that, you know, other than Bobby Wagner. Like, we used to have it with Marshawn, Doug Baldwin, who would fight for those extra yards, you know, give you that scrappiness. And Russ is obviously a leader. Tyler Lockett's a leader. But they're not really those guys. And so, yeah, the whole team feeds off it. I completely agree with you.
Just a tempo setter.
Yeah. Do we mention we have an event coming up at the Queen Anne Beer Hall this Sunday, everybody? Come watch the game with us. Moving on. Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett, another Tyler Lockett day. I mean, this guy, if he's not the most underrated wide receiver in the NFL. He's the one that they don't talk about enough. I'll just say it a different way. He is the most underrated wide receiver in the NFL. Five receptions, 142 yards, one touchdown, nine targets. I mean, those over-the-shoulder catches, a classic like sliding down deep ball, moonshot. I love Tyler Lockett, don't you?
No, he's a beast.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he just does his job. And he's not even a celebration. I don't know. What was he doing? Swimming in there? but it wasn't really like flashy or, you know, over the top. It was kind of quiet. It was very Tyler Lockett-esque. And
yeah.
You look up and what do you have? Five for 100. What was the final? Like one.
Five 50? For 142.
146. I mean, yeah. You know.
And a touchdown.
Yeah. Like averaging 28, 30. Is that good? You like that sort of thing, Bree? Brett Davern?
Yeah, no, it's great, man. And, you know, he's now tied, I think, this mark by Hall of Famer Steve Largent of three consecutive seasons with 1,000 yards receiving. Yep. So shout out for that accomplishment. And when I think about it, he is Steve Largent. He's this team's Steve Largent. He's this generation's Steve Largent with the Seahawks. Very, very similar, you know, faster than Steve Largent. But I think like similar in terms of just sort of like his demeanor and the way that he is, like you were saying, like not a flashy guy, not like a look at me guy, but a real just like work ethic, run crisp routes, get open when things break down, you know, be the safety valve for a quarterback, a lot of confidence in you when the ball gets thrown your way. I don't know. I think he's like, he is Steve Largent for this team or whatever. I think that's a good comparison, don't you?
Yeah.
Fine. So, of course,
they both make everything look so effortless.
Yeah, right.
You know? It's like, you know they're trying and you know how hard it is to make some of the plays they're making, the catches. Like that first long one into the sideline in between double coverage. The catch was insane. The throw was amazing from Russ to fit that in there. But for Lockett to get that and get his feet down before, you know, even go back to the one against the Rams where, you know, it became a meme, like, you know, where his, you know, the toe drag swag.
But
he was completely extended for the catch in the end zone. And I mean, I don't know if there's a lot of guys, you know, even the best in the league that everyone considers top five, top 10 that make that catch.
Yeah.
And he made it like, oh yeah, no big deal. It's just kind of what I do.
Well, and tough as nails too. I mean, coming back from the injury that he had all those years ago, you know, could have been career ending maybe even, but coming back from that. And like I was saying earlier, like he, when he does get physical with it too, because every once in a while he will kind of finish one off. And that was kind of the way the Largent was too, you know, like physical when he needed to be. And stuff like that. And I don't know. We love
I like him. I like him just doing what he does. Don't get too physical.
Moving on to the quarterback. Ho-hum day for Russ, right? Just a classic day from him a bit. Slow to start out, but then heating up as the day goes on. Some of those deep moon ball shots, you know, the best deep ball thrower in the league was back and on full display. 240-something yards. Clean day for Russ, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of almost what you expect when he's playing well, and he doesn't get enough credit, and I'm not giving him enough credit, I guess, but it's how it goes for him.
No, it was, you know, efficient day. He looked good. The ball was coming out quick. There wasn't, you know, a ton. Let me see. Yeah. Zero sacks allowed. That's a combination of protection holding up and being there and then him just making great decisions.
Yeah.
And I think that's the, you know, what had been missing in the first couple games back was he wasn't the timing. Remember I said, because it was the finger, was the timing. There's a couple of things that go into that, but they looked good, man. Russ, you know, in particular looked good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's like you want to sound like a horn or like an alert or something like that. Like he didn't get sacked for an entire game. I don't know. I mean, when was the last time that ever happened? You know, it's incredible.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. The O-line sparkling like diamonds, lab made diamonds to be exact. Say goodbye to Bill Gifts.
Well, that was amazing.
Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the brightest gift of the year using cutting edge technology and innovative techniques. They've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds you can find at a list price of, get this everybody, $800 per carrot.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. Also, these the same chemical makeup as diamonds. Okay. So this isn't like, I mean, these are diamonds. They're just grown in a lab. They're just not grown underground. Nobody had to dig them up, you know? Less carbon footprint, everybody. Lightbox lab grown diamonds are the gift that they'll never want to take off. Visit lightboxjewelry.com. Add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. Lightbox, never a dull moment. No promo code for you.
That was good, man. That was good.
Lofa, anything to improve upon from the game, sir?
You know, I mean, you've heard me continually say that the defense is on the field too long, but 76 plays, it wasn't due to time of possession, though. It was pretty even. I think they might have had the ball for six more minutes. So that's not too concerning. We weren't out there all day. Just a lot of high volume of plays for the defense. But yeah, with that comes high volume of tackles. Bobby Wagner, 15 tackles. Do you like that sort of thing?
Yeah. No, I'm interested in that. Yeah, for sure. I think also the offense scoring fast or like on deeper plays, you know, puts the defense back out there a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, good showing. Ryan Neal. Shout out to Ryan Neal, first start, right?
Yeah.
In that position, taking over for Jamal there, or filling in for Jamal, I should say, mm-hmm. and admirably playing. Yeah,
we held him to 13.
Good game. Yeah, I mean,
I was in that first drive. I was stoked with the defense, man.
Yeah, you'd like to see a faster start from the offense, all those kinds of things, but that's things to work on in practice, and you're playing other pros, right? So
yeah.
I think for me, this one was like a moving on because the next game is, you know, that's the biggie. Let's go over to Twitter, shall we? Some questions came in here on Twitter that we asked for when we're recording, and thank you guys for sending these in. These are great. At Believe in Seahawks is spelled our way is our Twitter handle.
You got this, kid. You got this.
He's going to take a second.
Hey, you take all the time you need. We can edit.
No, let's leave it in. It's okay. We'll do it live. It's fine.
And by edit, we're going to hand it to Bry Dog, intern Brian.
At Believe in Seahawks, or you can find Lofa and I on Twitter as well. Here's one of the questions, Lofa. This person asks, Lofa, I understand the concept. This is from at Pops Allen. Lofa, I understand the concept of not giving up the big play, but why do the Seahawks for years now continue to give up 8 to 10 yard receptions in the soft spot of their zone? Isn't it just as bad to give up continuous first downs? It is maddening. Secondly, doesn't it create false data and narratives when the linebackers have tons of tackles because they're made after the catch? So I guess he's just asking, you know, the kind of the age old question, like you give up a lot of yards, you give up a lot of receptions. It leads to these high tackle numbers, but you're giving up this possession time at least.
Yeah, no, the philosophy of you know, really every team is, you know, stop the run, which we're pretty damn good at. But to answer his question, don't give up the big play. Because if they get that in one chunk, you know, it's very – every time you put the ball in the air, there's a risk of something going wrong, you know. I mean, incompletions, tip ball that leads to an interception, all these things. And so when you start playing those numbers, you'd rather give up. And I know it sounds – you don't want to give up anything, but you take your chances with the check down. But those things should not – they should be getting caught. It's a timing thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You take away the deep hook, and then as soon as you know, because you're supposed to be – you're almost playing basketball. Like you got your guy – your back turned to the guy that's running across the hook. And then as soon as the quarterback lifts the arm to – you know, because you know by the shoulders and the hips, like he's not throwing it deep. He's not arcing back to throw the ball 30 yards downfield. He's just going to check it down. You got to get on your horse and, you know, just raise hell when you get to that collision. So – it is maddening, but it's
I think that's more to the point. It's that it drives fans crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I'm telling you, we were very spoiled with great pass rush, you know, Mike Bennett, Cliff Averill, Chris Clemens, Mebane, McDonald, all those guys, right? And then we were very spoiled with the Legion of Boom. And that allowed, you know, the linebackers, Bobby, KJ, for, you know, years to, you know, seemingly, okay, you got that. I'm going down now. I'm going down early to make this big hit. And And now it's kind of like, okay, well, I might have to hold this off a little longer, you know, and then come down. And, you know, the tackles, yeah, it's, you know what I mean? Because, you know, Bobby and Brooks are like 1 and 3.
Oh, yeah. And, Brooks is there as well. Yeah.
He's, yeah. I looked at it the other day. I was like, oh, my God, Brooks is only like 20 away. And, you know, it is a little misleading in some of the games earlier in the season. Recently, you know, and I said this before the season, schematically, I can anticipate this being one of the most high volume tackles, possibly the biggest year for Wags, because, you know, we finally got guys, you know, big bodies that hold the line of scrimmage. Their job is to keep blocks off of those two. And so I'm not surprised, but I mean, there are some games, it hasn't been all season, but there are some games where the tackle of the linebackers has been inflated due to, you know, coverage.
Having to go make the tackle, yeah.
Well, just coverage, like he's saying, like, okay, well, it's great that there's a lot of tackles, but, you know, if we take away those passing opportunities, like those tackles wouldn't be, you wouldn't have 15, 20 tackles. You'd have more like 8 to 10, which, you know, I agree, but it's not what's hurting us.
Right.
You know, the defense, I'm really pleased with the defense.
At Panda Ombre asks, do you think Curran can be the long-term answer at right tackle? I got to admit, I mean, while they ran the ball pretty well, right? We all saw that. It was the Texans. But also I was just like, huh? Who? That's how much there's been musical chairs all over the team this year. I noticed also, Lofa, that a lot of the good runs and I think both of Penny's touchdown runs came on plays where they had three tight ends in the game. So what about the offensive line? Can Curran be the long-term answer at right tackle? And then what do you think about these big, massive packages they're putting in?
It's still too I mean, the sample size of what we've seen from him is, what, one game?
I mean,
you can't.
Oh, Ryan.
Uh-oh. Courtney, you're unmuted.
Sounds like Ryan's in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Producer's all over the place.
Where is everybody? All right, hold on.
Producer's gone wild.
Wait, are we all? Well, no, we're still on there.
I have no idea.
Oh, I don't know either. What do you think about Curran?
Keep going.
Wait, there's Courtney. All right. What do you think about Curran? We're leaving it in.
Man.
That's what we're not going to edit it out.
So like I said, we don't know enough. Yeah. Game face. Get back to
this
it.
This episode is called We Do It Live.
We do it live. Yeah, not enough to know yet. But yeah, I am a fan. We have some great tight ends. Let's use them more, you know, in creative ways. And but definitely loved watching them run the ball. And, you know, Penny, there were definite holes open for him, but he made the most of his opportunities too. When even the touchdown run, he had maybe 2 or 3 yards into the run, he had contact, and the rest of it was, you know, goes as yards after contact, and it was about 20-25 yard run. So we need more of that.
Yeah. Last one here. And actually, this is what we're going to zone in on. So shout out to Zone In CBD, the best CBD in the game out there, everybody. It's Lofa's company. And if you go to zoneincbd.com and use our promo code.
Believe, BLEAV.
With no numbers after it.
Just stock Believe.
Just straight up Believe, BLEAV. You get 20% off, everybody. If you want to pick it up in person at Bartell Drugstores, you get nothing. No promo code for you. But you get the best CBD in the world. So there you go. Zone In CBD, everybody. Lofa, got a lot of questions from a lot of different people on Twitter here. I wouldn't have time to read off everybody's handles here. But talking about the Jamal Adams injury, which we haven't even gotten to really talk about yet, shutting him down for the season. He had surgery on his torn labrum there. I mean, let's talk about the injury. He was sort of just starting to play really well towards the end of the season here, but he goes out and then Ryan Neal steps in and they looked pretty good. So what do we make of all this?
Again, still too early to tell. You know, it sucks because, you know, I've been, you know, had the injury bug, like Jamal, you know, had a couple of rough seasons, and then same, just like with Rashad Penny, no one wants to get injured. But, you know, as we look at, we played a game and a half without him. the Niner game, we shut the Niners out in the second half without him. And so, you know, I don't know. It was like something we got to keep an eye on. Go this game and give up 13 points. And, you know, more than half of that was in the first drive.
Right.
So I mean, it looks like they're stepping up and you know, filling in where they need to. And we'll see. Because, you know, again, it's not always about having the best players. It's about having the best chemistry. And, you know, guys that hold each other accountable and they make the plays that are presented to them. They're not, you know, chasing plays. And so we'll see what happens.
If Jamal, I mean, they just signed him to a long contract, you know, expensive contract. He's going to be there next year. Obviously recovering from the injury. Hopefully he can come back and all of that. I'm sure he will. What do they do with him though? Is it a position change by then? Do they just go back to what we were trying before? I mean, because that's where this, you know, it's, yeah, no one wants to get injured, all that. It's the same injury, first of all. So we got to see if that keeps happening. But then also there's this massive contract to contend with. And what do you do with him when he does come back?
Yeah, I don't think there's any trade, you know, offers or suitors out there now that he's been injured twice, 2 years in a row. You know, on top of whatever the PFF Pro Football Focus ranks, you know, however many out of 80, you know, he is, you know, because I do see that flash on the primetime games. But, you know, no one's going to trade. And, like, you know, our, you know, it's tough. So I really see either, I don't know about a position change, but I think maybe a scheme change is well, probably. Well, no, I mean, you're not wrong. And say, I mean, it's technically the same thing, I guess, if, like, you're just going to put him down on the line of scrimmage or in the box and let him, you know, go hunt. You know, that's what he does best. I mean, he's got to cut him loose. And, you know, and I think if it is coverage, then you just play man coverage. Like, you know, no gray area in terms of making him drop in the hook or the flats and have to, you know, over analyze each set. Just go, you know,
and go for the quarterback coverage, or seek out screens. Like, just go be that, like, heat-seeking missile that we need you to be. But this deep safety, you know, in coverage, and I don't know. But, yeah, we'll see. He's down for the season. So, wish him well in his recovery, obviously.
Yeah. Surgeries suck, man. Yeah.
I can't even imagine because I haven't been through it, and I don't want to either.
You never had a surgery?
No. Never. I've never been put under.
Oh, you had plastic surgery. Don't lie to me.
Ah, how dare you? I've never even had my wisdom teeth out. No, nothing. Nothing. No,
didn't even get your wisdom teeth out?
No, no broken bones, no lost teeth, nothing.
Man.
Two black eyes, but that's more my mouth got me those.
I believe that.
That's a wrap, everybody. On this episode, thanks for listening. Hit us up on social media at Believe in Seahawks, spelled our way. Hit us up on the email seahawkspod@gmail.com. Thank you guys for sending in your questions. Continue to do that. We'll continue answering them. We'll see you guys this Sunday at the Queen Anne Beer Hall. Doors open at 1 p.m. Live auction starts around 4 p.m. We will be there until the Kraken drop the puck at 6 p.m. So it's a Seahawks watch party. It turns into a Kraken pre-funk party. We'll be there. They got beer. What more do you need?
Prizes.
Charity. There's prizes. There's door prizes. There's raffles.
The food's phenomenal.
The environment's great. Producer Katie's there handing out free hugs.
Yep.
Oh. Okay. We'll see you there, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.